is Side Hustle Radio.
Yes, sir.
What's up, everybody?
We back.
Yes, we back.
Bizga.
Bro. So there you go again. It's not a Jamaican station. There you go again. It's not dance hall. Enough dance hall.
Rewind! Get me back, rewind!
Oh, jeez. Man, so much yelling. Yeah, man. You went to the Jamaican station with so much yelling in there. I'm like, dude, I'm in here too. Stop yelling. Okay, hey.
Going in.
Hey, welcome to Side Hustle Radio. I be Hef Chulo.
You know.
And that's the Platinum DJ.
DJ. D-E-E-P-R-I-S-C.
On everything. That's that Platinum DJ, the blend master, the blend king, the mixed drink max.
Huh?
You be blending like you're doing mixed drinks. I've been wanting to tell you that, bro. Hey, but like I said, this is Side Hustle. Playing the hottest new school, old school hip-hop.
Uh-oh.
Signed, unsigned artists.
Yes, sir.
And man, we got some good things. We got some good things on your
good things, man. Things.
We got some good things popping today. You know, we got that new Stally out there.
Uh-oh. IO.
Representing.
Y'all know what it is. That's how we represent.
That's how we do it. And we got some of that what's that? Nick Jr.
Nick Little Grant.
That Nick Grant. We got some that Nick Grant. Oh man, that album is fire. Hey. We're gonna be playing that this evening. But before we get to that, we got a special guest, a hot artist. You better get his tape. Now, if you want to follow him on Instagram, he's going to tell you how to follow him and everything. Follow him on Instagram and all his social media. You might see him on Fridays, doing a freestyle on Friday. Fire, bro. All
right.
And then calm it down on Wednesday for Love Your Woman Day. But I'm like, I got to talk to my rubbing feet. Like, she got to rub my feet. I don't know, bro. I got weird. Hey, but we're going to talk about that.
What about Tuesday?
Tuesday?
I don't know. What Tuesdays are.
Taco Tuesdays?
No.
Oh, yeah, Taco Tuesdays.
TT Tuesday.
TT Tuesday.
Yeah.
Hey, we got Kenard in the building. What's up?
What's good, fam?
How y'all doing?
Not much, man. I'm good, man. I'm living life. How y'all doing? Thank you.
Oh, man. We can't complain. You know, man, thank you for giving us the time. Thank you for coming in this evening and hanging out.
Yeah.
And for those who know you and for those who don't know you, go ahead and introduce yourself.
All right, man. Look, I'm Kenard, a hip-hop soul artist. I'm from Ohio, but I currently reside down in Texas, man. And pretty much, man, I'm an artist out here, independent artist, doing my own thing. Like I said before, I got a little weekly joint where I'm releasing freestyles every Friday. And then, you know, we're doing the relationship web series, the Love Your Woman Wednesdays. I got a new one coming out called Love Your Man Mondays, because we can't forget about the fellas, right?
Yeah, you can't forget about us.
Yeah, you can't forget it. You know, we got to help the ladies. We got to show them how to love us a little better, right? They've been going hard on us the last year. It's been hard on the fellas. So, you know, man, I'm out here grinding, trying to reach the people, trying to entertain, you know, and having a good time. So,
hey, okay.
You know, but, be out here.
But let me back you up for a second, Kenard, and I had to do this because I didn't want to interrupt your flow. But you from the OH?
Yeah, man, I'm from Toledo, Ohio, originally.
What?
419.
What? 419, stand up.
What's up? Yeah,
yo, you family. You family.
Yo, you from a man said, oh, wait.
Ayo.
Ayo.
Yes.
Yeah, real talk.
You family, bro. You family. I know. Hey, we got two family members. We got Kenard and we got Stally's music today.
That's what's
up. Oh,
yeah,
we got.
Man. Yeah, Ohio.
Ohio. And what part of Texas you in?
Right, I'm in Austin, man. I'm in the centrally located in the capital of Texas, so.
Man.
Probably the most Midwest city in Texas, right? Because when I moved down here, I thought it was going to be all desert and all brown. You get down to Austin, man, it feels like home. They got trees. It's all green everywhere.
Oh.
So,
oh, really?
Down here in Austin.
Oh, man.
I'm loving that weather, I bet. Toledo be cold.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, is it that distilled city? Is that what they call Toledo? Is that what they was calling
it? No, the glass city.
Glass city.
You was close, though. You was close. That's Pittsburgh, I think, Steelers,
yeah.
Right?
Beginning. Yeah.
We ride the glass city. I think we do the most glass in the United States. So
right.
We shipping it all over the place.
Dang, so how you end up in Texas from Ohio?
You know, so Toledo raised me naturally. I moved up to Detroit, right outside of Detroit for school, and then I stayed in Detroit for a while, and then eventually just monetary, man, you know, I think I would probably say, you know, 10 years ago, you know, Detroit's in a bad spot. Ohio's in a bad spot. A lot of the manufacturing jobs are leaving. They're breaking down the unions and, you know, heading to Texas, moving south was kind of like the migration north, you know, back in the 70s when all our families was in Alabama and Arkansas, and they came up north to make cars and get factory jobs and stuff.
Right.
You know, the move down south primarily was motivated by, you know, the financial opportunity in the south, you know. It's a situation where, you know, you got to go where you can make money and take care of your family and build your business, you know.
How's the rap scene down there right now? Is it
in Austin? Well, we know Houston's popping, but what about Austin? I never heard no one.
Yeah, Houston, right. Houston, I think, is always what Texas is known for in regards to hip-hop. I would say Austin's rap scene is like a lot of non-major city rap scenes, right? I would say that, you know, you got your people out here grinding. But one of the things that we've noticed, right, over the course of time is when a city gets hot with music, a lot of times it's because the artists that's putting out the music, you know, are rocking with each other, right? When New York was rocking, everybody was rocking with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta, that sound came out of there, they rocking with each other. And so from what I've seen in Austin, man, it's a lot of cats down here, but it's, you know, it's more difficult getting everybody on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of it is venues, right? You know, you don't want to cast aspersions on anybody, but you know, when it comes to hip-hop down in Austin, you know, it's always that stigma, and venues don't want to allow these young cats to come out and put their shows on, so it's difficult to find venues that will allow us to kind of do our thing, you know? But for that being said, man, it's talent here. You know, it's a lot of cats that collab with guys in San Antonio and Dallas. There's a cat down here in Austin. He just cut a record with Yella Beezy out of Dallas. And so, you know, it's talent here. It's just about getting, you know, everybody on the same page, moving towards the same goal, put the city on.
That's what's up.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, but like, I like what he said. He gave us an economic lesson a few seconds ago.
No
you
doubt.
Know, you know, yeah. I'm like, man, yeah, you got to move down. Hey, you got to go where the money's at sometimes. So,
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the history show us, though, right? I mean,
yeah.
I would have known. We would have never been in the Midwest had our families not moved up north. I mean, originally, my family's from Selma, Alabama. And so, you know, when you got miles to feed and it's opportunity, you got to go where that money at.
And that's funny that you said that because, you know, my family from Mississippi. And, you know, that's what my grandfather did. You know, he's like, hey, I got to go up north. You know, we can't make money down here. And then we all came up north.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They used to
and
make
it's
cars.
Funny how it happened because we had a lot of family go up to Detroit. But my family, right, they stopped in Toledo and a couple guys got jobs and they just laid it down that this is where it's going to be. And my granddad was a hustler, man. He, you know, ran a gas station. I think think he had his little spy running numbers. He just did all kinds of stuff, man. Taking pipes out of people's houses and selling them, you know, getting medals. You know, you came up here, people just hustled. Because they, you know, back then you had 6, 7, 8 kids, man. Kids had to eat.
Right.
You know, so a lot of times you got to do what you got to do.
I'm really hey, you talking about my life story? You talking about my life story? He just read my autobiography. I'm just like, Doug, he's talking about me. You talking about my family? Hey, but with that being said, let's get into some of this music. Now this music is fire. I got a chance to listen to it. The DJ didn't get a chance to listen to all the way. I didn't listen to one track, but send us some music. Which track do you want to grace us with first?
I think I sent you The Weeknd. I would probably, right now, man, The Weeknd, About That. Let's talk about That, right?
Okay,
About That is
about
the single that I currently got out right now. You know, I put a visual to it. Actually, I collaborated with, you know, one of the hottest artists down in Austin, ATX, Q Carter. Just, you know, a solid track, man, that I wanted to put out. I think, I don't know if you had the opportunity to catch the visual, but, you know, every visual I put out, I try and put a little uniqueness on it. And we shot that video out in Vegas, and we did it a lot like the movie Hangover. Right? So we put a little artistic on it and tried to give it a little movie feel. And so that About That joint is what I got going right now.
Okay, go ahead and introduce your track.
All right, this your boy Kenard, man. Y'all listening to About That featuring Q Carter. I like your boy.
Let's go. Yeah, I'm about that. Yeah, I doubt that. Say I'm about that. I'll be right back. Say they talking money, yeah, I'm about that. Say they at the funny, yeah, I doubt that. If you really want it, say I'm about that. Hold on, let me shoot. I'll be right back. Say they talking money, yeah, I'm about that. Say they at the funny, yeah, I doubt that. If they really want it, say I'm about that. Hold on, let me shoot. I'll be right back. Tom John first joint was a classic. Bumping out the caddy, ride out, get the bag quick. Put the dollars up, didn't have to ask you. Respect the homie, I ain't asking. Quarterback passing, navigate weak harassment. Quick to give, lames an assessment. Rarely measure up, that's the feeling that we left with. If you talking money, where the money, you ain't serious. Say they talking money, yeah, I'm about that. Say they at the funny, yeah, I doubt that. If you really want it, say I'm about that. Hold on, let me shoot, I'll be right back. Say they talking money, yeah, I'm about that. Say they at the funny, yeah, I doubt that. If they really want it, say I'm about that. Hold on, let me shoot, I'll be right back. Left Vegas with more than I came with. Me and you, we are not on the same. Smoke with the Uber driver, he Dominican. Tipped him a Benji like I'm cool, I'm used to winning, man. Hey, I'm winning, man, hey. I'm winning, man, hey. I'm winning, man, hey. I'm winning, man, hey. To the club, sitting with a trophy. Whispered in the ear, be cool, you got to know me. Hey, say they talking money, yeah, I'm about that. Say they at the funny, yeah, I doubt that. If you really want it, say I'm about that. Hold on, let me shoot, I'll be right back. Say they talking money, yeah, I'm about that. Say they at the funny, yeah, I doubt that. If they really want it, say I'm about that. Hold on, let me shoot, I'll be right back.
Track, yeah, I'm about that. And I hustle hard, little cause I'm about racks. Came a long way from the roaches and the house rats. And I don't like to talk that boo, cause I'm about facts. Hey, I'm about that action, fam, nothing else. Say they do it big, but you another elf. Hey, we make them plays with the gang. I just took a trip to Vegas and show them it ain't no game. Bout my fam, fool, bout my mo. Tryna eat, I'm tryna eat, I might get mo. I
get in the studio and cook like it came with a stove. And I know you ain't about you, but I'm by my phone. Go,
say they talking money, yeah, I'm about that. Say they at the funny, yeah, I doubt that. If you really wanna say I'm about that, hold on, let me shoot, I'll be right back. Say they talking money, yeah, I'm about that. Say they at the funny, yeah, I doubt that. If they really wanna say I'm about that, hold on, let me shoot, I'll be right back.
Right. Welcome back to Scientosa Radio. That was Kennard, and that's About That.
About That.
Yes.
Yo.
Can you hear us?
Did we lose you?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
I'm sitting here checking out the video right now, man. Nice. Dope. That's hot.
That's 100. That's 100.
Man. All up in the desert with the sand blowing and the honeys around the car. Okay. I see you.
Yeah, man.
The drop top. What kind of whip is that?
Oh, that was the Bentley Continental.
Yeah.
We was out there, man. We just tried to have a good time. I think, you know, from that particular movie, they was out having a, you know, they was having a good weekend. It was supposed to be partying. My mans was getting married. We just tried to capture some of that. I actually wrote the song, I would probably say, I was out in Vegas probably about 3 or 4 months before we shot the video, right? And I actually, a lot of what I'm talking about was really hanging out in Vegas. In that second verse, I'm talking about, you know, hanging out. And I actually smoked with the Uber driver for real. Like, we was hanging. And he was like, yo, you don't mind? Like, I think they had just legalized weed out there. He was like, you don't mind if I smoke? I was like, nah, man, do your tat, right? And we just chopped it up, had a good time, man. And when I got done, man, I was like, yo, man, I'm a blessed dude. He showed me a good time, man. I'm going to throw him a bitchy. But it took. And then he ended up hitting me up. We exchanged numbers the next couple times I headed out there. I always get with him and make sure we hang out a little bit, so. You know, we got out there, man, and I just wanted to write the song and kind of let people know we was about that and have a good time with it, you know?
Oh, okay.
Man, that video is official, bro.
Official, yes, official. So how long have you been doing music?
I dropped the album last year, 2017, right? And that was just my official introduction in regards to just being a solo artist that's putting out projects, but I've been in music for a while. You know, I was raised in the church. Granddad was a drummer. You know, I spent time in choirs and, you know, going out performing. And, you know, I was doing, you know, hip-hop in Detroit for a while. I worked with a couple of artists, you know, out there. And so I would tell you, I've been involved in music for a very, very long time. I just, you know, I just in 2017 started releasing music. So we out here.
What made you decide to drop music? And since you've been around it for so long, but what made you say, man, I need to just go on and do it for myself, just go on and put something out?
I think musically, I've always been a little different, right? In regards to, I mean, what I've heard in regards to the music I've released is that it's different, right? It doesn't sound like everybody else. And I think being different, a lot of times, there's certain fears behind that, right? Mm. Oh, it's going to sound different. Certain people are going to think certain things.
Right.
And eventually, I just came to a point where I didn't care anymore, right? Like, I just wanted to do what I wanted to do, and whoever rocked with it, rocked with it. You know, and if you didn't like it, then you didn't like it. You know, And I started to find out that it was people that were driving with it. After I dropped the album, you know, I had a lot of people get with me like, yo, this is dope. I do a lot of adult contemporary hip hop, mm-hmm. right? I'm a little bit older. I don't do the young kids hip hop. It's not, you know, it's not for me. I do it for grown people. You right. know what I'm saying? And so at that point, I just really wanted to do music that I felt would speak to people like me. It's a whole generation of people who love hip-hop that can't listen to this new stuff because it's not even to me that it's whack. It's just that
it's whack.
I can't listen to a 17-year-old tell me
right.
It's whack.
About what he's going through in life. I can't relate you to can't that relate. Anymore because
right.
I'm grown.
I need right. a Xanax. I can't survive. I need a Xanax.
Right. We can't.
Yeah. But I get that, right? Because I remember, like the music is crazy. I remember when it was weed and hit, right? Like, that right. was the big thing when I was coming up. Now it's Xanax and eating booty, right? Like, it's a totally different situation. You know what I'm saying?
Weed
I get it.
We went from weed head to Xanax and eating booty.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's different now. You know what I'm saying? They throwing Molly and all of that, and I can't relate.
And it's all right now to be, it is all right to be homo or gay and put it out on the record now. If that's cool with what you do, but we don't need to promote that amongst the young, you know what I mean? They may not even have that in their head or thought. But now, you know, music influenced people to do things that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You may have had a kid that was straight, but after he started listening to a certain artist, he started doing the mollies and dating men and, you know.
I mean, you got women saying if you're not going to eat the groceries, then they can't even mess with you. You know, that puts a lot of pressure on a brother, right? If you're fine, you are dying, and you feeling like that's what you need. And he like, look, I need you to eat these groceries because they talking about it in the music. You know, that young man has a decision to make.
Yeah, the decision. God,
you know
you're
what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah, that's pressure now. Yeah, that's pressure now.
Can we just
I get it, right? It's always an evolution to it. But my musical pursuits were primarily for people that, you know, it's adult hip hop. I talk about a lot of grown things because I'm a grown man. I try and speak my truth. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I find that, you know, it's a whole generation of hip hop heads that's looking for lyricism and that grown man talk, you know?
Right. Right. And you still touching the young generation too, right? I'm sure they're still younger.
And so that's the other side, right? The other side is when it's good music, it's just good music.
Right. Right.
Right? When it's good music, it's just sonically good music. And you hear it, they gonna vibe with it regardless because it's good music. It's just, you know, it's not the type of music that I would tell you a good majority of my music is not the music that you're going to hear up in the club. You primarily are going to hear it when you ride in your car, you're on your way somewhere, or you at a barbecue and you're hanging out. You know what I'm saying? Mine is that good soulful music. You know what I'm saying? And so if you hear it, it's good to your soul. You know what I'm saying?
Feel good.
So, young people rocking with it, they just like the vibe, you know?
Right. We need that. Okay,
we need that. Hey, I never thought of hip hop as being adult contemporary, but I'm feeling what he's saying right there. Adult contemporary hip hop. Yeah, that's a new lane right there. Yeah. That's a lane that needs to be here, you know?
You gotta have that lane. You remember when that 444 dropped, right? And it was funny because, like, to me, when we heard Jay speak, it was Jay talking about things that I think as artists, you don't know if you can really talk about because people love the guns and the drugs and the sex and the money. You know what I'm saying? And that album, he really kind of got into the relationship with Beyonce and some of the things he was going through. And you found a lot of fans that had really been turned off to Jay for a while, kind of be like, wow, you know, he's really giving us some substance. He's dropping knowledge. This is what we need. And I would like to see more of that, right? The hard part is Jay-Z is just famous. You know what I'm saying? So he can kind of get away with it. But I think that it's needed. It's needed because, I mean, like I said, it's a whole generation out there. Like, they love hip-hop. And it's hard to listen, you know. I can't listen to a little Pump song for even Gucci Gang longer than maybe 20 seconds, and I got to go to something else.
Right. You know? They think that our generation is not valid, that we don't buy music. No, we don't buy that music. But I think right. that if there were more artists that were putting out music for us, yeah, we would buy it. But if you put out young 17-year-old music, of course a 30-something, 40-plus-year-old person is not going to buy it because we can't relate to it. So I think what you're doing, there's definitely a market for it and there's a niche for it. And if more people would put it out, we would buy it. And then maybe there would be a lane again and we wouldn't all be trap, 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 molly, 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 and booty, 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 and all that. You know what I mean?
But
that's the record labels too, though, right?
Because right.
The record labels, what happened is when Napster and all that came out and streaming changed it, record labels stopped A&R-ing artists, right? They stopped developing artists. Mm. They just wanted to take a ready-made product, invest the money, and blow it up so they could make their money back. And so... I can't remember who I was listening to on an interview, but I mean, like there's no adult music, right? Once R&B kind of fell off, you know, and Drake made it cool to be an R&B artist and a rapper, even though Kanye kind of did it before him, and Andre 3000 kind of did his thing with it, you know, I think that, you know, they just eliminated adult music, period.
Right.
Because they don't think we listen to it. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
But just for me, go ahead.
No, what I was saying is, because you said Napster, you took me back there for a second. But the thing that hits me is I think the United States is the only place where they're trying to keep hip-hop young. It's almost like in the Peter Pan syndrome. We want to keep hip-hop young. Now, if you go to Africa, you go to Europe, you have older hip-hop artists, you have older, you know, they're doing the music, and their music is being played because they're older people.
But guess what just happened for me? This is what's dope. Do you know, I had somebody, there was a PR person that I sent about that to, and they said it was trash. They was like, yo, this, we don't really like it. And I was cool, like, it don't bother me. Do you know the exact same day I got offered a contract to buy the single out in Australia? Huh. And they was rocking with it. Whoa. And my dude asked me, he was like, look, we don't care about none of that. We just like dope music.
Dope
so you're
music.
Right. Overseas, they just love dope music. Right. It doesn't have to sound like that new sound.
No. Yeah, you're right.
You know?
Like I said, over here, only in America, they trying to keep hip-hop in the Peter Pan syndrome. Trying to keep it young.
Yep.
That's all they want to do.
And
now we got these little Tinkerbells out here. I'm playing. Hey, let's get you some more of your music. Hey, what's this next track we're going to play?
All right, look, man. We're going to get into something real grown about the relationships.
Uh-oh.
The name of the next track is called Same Old, Same Old. Once again, check your boy out. This is Kanar.
Be right back right after this. Side hustle.
Said it's the same old, same old. It's amazing what we do in fear. Try and kill a man for we trust to kill me. Cheated on her cause I know one day she leaving me. Sitting in this bed thinking we ain't perfect. Looking in the mirror wondering to myself, is it worth it? About to go to work. folks thinking, man, fuck it, I'm about to be mad. Turn on this radio, like this much. I'm already thinking, I can't wait to get off. I got a bottle, I'm about to get lit. It's the same old, same old. Said it's the same old, same old. It's the same old, same old. Said it's the same old. Mama called asking for a honey. Baby in the back still crying. Pat my pockets down, think a minute, tell her that I got it, but I know that I'm lying. About to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Old lady tripping, I ain't home enough for one when I'm just trying to pay the rent. Settle her hair down. Jump in this Cadillac, whip it round my town. I can see the bush, but I can't hear a fucking sound. Turn on the radio, like this much. I can't wait to get back to the crib. I got a bottle of mine, I'm about to get lit. It's the same old, same old. Said it's the same old, same old.
Same old. That was the same old. And that was Kennard. Yeah.
That wasn't the same old music. That was dope.
That was hot.
I was rocking with
that. I was feeling that. He made me take a drink just now. Yeah.
That's that caddy ride music.
That is caddy ride.
Windows down, beautiful day. Tilted back at the big brim. That's that grown folks.
That grown folks. Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you sang too, man. That's... multiple talents.
Yeah, man.
He almost had him on the R&B show. He almost put him on the R&B show just now.
That's 100. We put the melodies. I mean, we ain't no Luther Vandross, so we throw some melodies out there.
Hey. Nowadays, we won't get into that, but... Yeah, man. Who you did all this production yourself, and you got your own studio and everything?
No, when I recorded some of these, there was a couple places in Austin I was using, Spitshine Studios, and I was out 713 Studios out in Houston. So I record with a couple of different engineers in regards to the music and the beats. Because I didn't really know where this was going to go, I started leasing beats until I found some producers I'd like to use in regards to, how I want my production set up. And so it's actually crazy easy now, man. You find a couple of online producers you may like, and you go through their music, and you can lease beats and get some track outs. And that's what I did for these tracks that you have here.
Okay, you there? Did we lose you?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, we got you.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, we got him. We got him.
So how does the leasing beat thing work out? I always was curious about that. Like, if your record blows up, do you own it or do you have to pay them?
No,
or?
You don't. And that's the exact thing is that you don't own the beat. right? If the song blows up, let's say same old blows up, and somebody hears it and they want to get the track from the producer, they can either purchase the instrumental or he can release the beat out to someone else, right? And so it only makes sense for, you know, an independent artist just trying to keep their costs low, right?
Mm.
So most people don't understand, when you're an indie artist and you come out of your own pocket, a lot of the money needs to be spent on marketing.
Right.
Just awareness, right? So people understand, yo, it's an artist out here that has music. And so one of the ways to kind of keep your costs low is to lease the beats. And so, you know, a lot of times online producers or one specials where you can get three lease beats for $100 or $75. And what'll happen is they'll give you a contract where you can get like 10,000 spins on radio stations and things of that nature. And once you exceed some of those thresholds, you have to revisit the contract.
Wow.
And it works out for them too. There's some online producers that's leasing beats making six digits a year. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. Like it's a viable business.
Wow.
Especially for them if they're not getting placement with like famous artists. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But they got some hot beats. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So, that leads me to this: are you a signed artist? Are you unsigned? Or do you have some type of deal like that?
So the deal I signed with the record label out in Australia was just for the single. About that, in regards to being a signed artist at a record label, I'm signed to my own label at this time, and so the only signature that I've put out is for that single bout that'll be out on Australia Radio.
Oh wow. Okay.
Australia Radio. So have you been over to Australia yet?
You know what's crazy is I actually did go to Australia. I went to Australia last September. And so I was able to go out to Sydney. It was one of those bucket list items with my wife, and she was like, look, I want to go see this country. And, I just be like, whatever. I ain't got to do all of that, but, if she want to do this, it's going to make her happy, then let's go. And so we went, man, and Australia is a dumb country. Found out some history about the country. The only thing that got me was there wasn't no black people. Like,
I was going to ask that question. I said, was there any black people out in Australia, Aborigines? Or
never.
What?
No, I saw another black couple, but they was from America, which was even more crazy. But, I mean, we were there for 7 days, and I didn't even run into no Aborigines.
What?
Right, with the Native Americans of Australia, and so, no, and then I asked a couple people because I was feeling a kind of way, right? Just being a black man in America and all that was going on with Trump and all of that, they didn't even care. Like, I didn't feel like they were staring at me. Like, I didn't feel like I was out of pocket. Like, what is this black dude doing in our country? Even though there was absolutely no black people in sight ever.
Mm. Wow.
Not even as workers, right?
I'm gonna
catch somebody black working out here, at a hotel. How they do us. Like, out here doing the construction and the hard job. I ain't even see no black people then either.
Wow.
I was confused.
Man, for 7 days?
Today,
I wouldn't know what to do, bro. I probably had a numbers breakdown after 7 days.
You know how they do us when we go over there.
I was tripping as well.
They say, Eddie Murphy!
Right. I expect Shaggy.
Yeah.
To move to the stairs, but I didn't see any of that,
Oh, man, that's what's up. Shout out to Australia, man.
No prejudice.
Yeah. Woo, but 7 days.
Must only live in our country then, that prejudice.
Well, most of it is.
Yeah.
But 7 days, I'll probably have a nervous breakdown, man.
I probably like.
If I was there by myself, I definitely would have thought I was in the sunken place, right? Trying to get out. But, you know, I had my wife with me. So at that point, you just trying to enjoy, you know, each other's energy because we ain't got no kids. You know, it was more one of those subconscious things that you think about when you get back. So we went out there. We had a good time, man. The people were pleasant. The food was definitely different, right? We had some kangaroo, which is like our deer here, right?
Oh.
I mean, they have excess of kangaroo. So food's different. But yeah, I just noticed. But they love our music, though.
Yes.
We ran into some people at a cafe. They were so excited to play that Luther and Van Gross and Anita Baker. Like,
they saw you. They're like, yes,
what we be listening.
We can play some black music today. Yes, he's here.
Yeah, man, some. They was lit.
Next thing you know, they'll be playing your music there next time you're there live. Hey, so let's get to this next track, our final track. This one is The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
Yes.
So y'all know that I'm down in Texas. I originally wrote this song because when you leave your family and you leave your people, even though you know you're in a better spot, right, you still miss home. And so this song really is nostalgic in regards that, you know, it's about partying and having a good time with your people. And celebrating the weekend. So, once again, this is your boy Canard. Next track up is The Weekend. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Been a long week. Friday hit the homie like, what we doing?
Drink at the crib. DJ got this party moving.
Said I'm on my way. Hey, I'm on my way.
Better hurry, man, ladies in this boy looking right.
All we're trying to do is dance through the night. Get close to something that I like. Baby, if it's right, we can let go together.
They run in spades, homie, say we up next.
Party on, say we don't stress. 151, put the hair on the boy chest. Go out back, so we can blow on the killer. Then I'm right back, whisper in her ear, baby, yeah, I like that. The love should give it right back. 3 in the morning, like what we doing after this? We should hit the hop, jump in the rack, and ride together.
I'm just trying to get it right.
Tell them it's the weekend.
We gon' turn up through the night.
Tell them it's the weekend.
It don't matter where we go.
Tell them it's the weekend.
Roll it up, spark it up, we can let it blow.
Saturday up about noon, phone blowing up like what you doing?
We at the park, you know Uncle Nim is barbecuing.
Said I'm on my way, hey, I'm on my way, hey.
Feeling like a good day, the sun shining. All white down to the J's, yeah the boys shining.
Black wheels last year, we back to chrome shining. Windows down, music on the way up, enjoying the weather.
Hop out the ride like what's up, what's up?
Cause of what you got in the bag, just pull it off.
You know I got a fifth or whatever. Plastic cups, so we can all drink together.
Eat good, laugh a bit to reminisce.
Who the past don't know, so we will forever miss.
Pour out a little liquor, never forgotten.
In our memories, you gon' live on forever.
I'm just trying to get it right.
Tell them it's the weekend.
We gon' turn up.
Tell them it's the weekend.
It don't matter where we go.
Tell them it's the weekend.
Roll it up, spark it up, we can let it go.
Tell them it's the weekend.
I'm insane, but Mary Jane is the only remedy. I get mine from China, Amsterdam, and Italy. I'ma be here forever, you can never get rid of me. Just picked up this weed in this Hennessy.
And I'm on my way. Yeah, it goes down where I stay. Can't be scared, no, but don't be afraid. Cause the predators pray, but they better get the fuck out my way. I never let them hoes ruin my day. Cause
yo,
I'm on my
it's
way.
It's Friday, I'm finna turn up. Bottles poppin', where my girls at? I done had a super long day, but I best believe I done secured the bag. Chrome tucked off in the lap. Six shots, you ain't used to that. Xander say I'm looking real nice, so at 20 I'm here looking up tonight. Real thick, yeah, real nice. Caught your dog drooling, but the queen is wife. Whole squad drippin', Cuban nice. Still I'm taking the price is right. And we with that, but right now all you wanna do is turn up. Cause we in H-Town, we're in slow
dap. I'm just trying to get it right.
Alright, that's Kennard! And that's The Weeknd. We got next. Yeah, that's Spade.
Okay.
Yeah, you know that. You know, my DJ, he even wanna play Euchre. I'm like, no, bro, we gotta play Spades. We ain't playing Euchre.
No, we gotta play Spades.
Hey. Oh yeah, I'm feeling that one. I'm feeling that one. The Weeknd. And you're right, that is that grown contemporary hip hop.
Yeah, man. It's just got a groove, right? It's got a vibe. We're gonna have a good time.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Missing in the game right now. That's what's needed. That's definitely what's needed.
Oh yeah. We gonna mess with. We gonna do this one right here. Like I said, Kennard, I didn't mean to keep you as long as I kept you this evening. But before,
oh, no, man, I had a ton of fun hanging out with y'all. Right?
Oh man, you family, man. Yeah, man. You family. You know. But by right, you from OH.
I-O.
Yeah, so you family. You family naturally. You family naturally. But,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Before we let you go, my question is this. I got one question, and then I want you to give your shout-outs. If you was able to collab with anybody, who would you collab with? What artist?
That's funny. I was just talking about this the other day. You know who I would collab with? I want to collab with E-40, man. Like, E-40 is so timeless, right?
Yeah.
One of my favorite artists, and I've always been on the Bay and his whole vibe and him just being different. So that would be who I would rock out with. And actually, I'm trying to reach out to a couple of different ways, right? Just try and get at him, like, because I just think it would be dope. So that would be my artist.
Oh, that'd be your artist. And I could, I can't wait to hear that one. If y'all were able to collab, that'd be nice. Yeah.
Sick word.
Right, him dropping knowledge, the vocabulary is crazy, man. E-40 is a legend. As a matter of fact, I don't think he gets his just due.
No.
Real talk. Just in the game of hip-hop, you know, being an independent artist.
Right.
Being hot as long as he's been hot. Whew. The hits that he's had, he still collaborates with young artists. You know, like, he's just, you know, he's 40 years old. So I ran into him one time, too, in the airport. I was flying from San Francisco to L.A., and he was just chilling in coach, man. Just having, you know what I'm saying, just chill. Real easy dude to talk to.
Wow.
You know, he wasn't, nobody is, just a regular dude. So it would be he's 40 for me.
Oh, that's what's up.
No.
Hey. Can you give us your shout outs and your social media?
Yeah, man. Shout out to y'all, first of all, for having me on and letting me get on here and have a conversation about hip hop with y'all, real talk. Shout out to my people back in the 419 as well as ATX, man. Look, if y'all looking for some real good music, just get with me at KennardMusic.com. That's KYNARD. Music.com. All three of the songs that you've heard today also have videos posted up on my website. You want to get to my web series, ladies, you want to get your man, talk to him about loving you better, check out the website, man. If you want to follow me on social media as well, it's Kennard Music, K-Y-N-A-R-D Music. Instagram, Facebook, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So thanks for having me out, man. I appreciate you.
You hear what he said? It's Kennard Music on everything. Again, Kennard Music on everything. So check out all his social media platforms. Kennard Music on everything. And with that being said, fam, like I said, you family now. You have your platform. You have a place to come.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, thank you for giving us this time this evening. That's Kennard.
Y'all have a good night.
That's Kennard. That's family. DJ, what yeah, you got? Be back right after
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Correct.
Greatest rap alive, we can start at that. Project Baby, no Kodak Black. I've been that for a minute, why hold that back? You got a problem with that punch, well hold this slap. I'm in the trap with some hitters that'll peel your cap. Big Stally stamp certified, still got some murder ties. 6'4 skinny ties, all my niggas got hoodies on, so who cares if Kenny dies? Treat the corner like penny stocks, 8 balls and stand socks. Catching white balls like a sandlot, I'm just trying to live. Cop something new, then been to the rim shop. Life of a roller, Deuce in a coda. Trey A to Folger, denim's whole paper like a folder. Mine's not subliminal, if I don't fuck with you, you gon' know. All these Alabaconas is on the low.
I be smoking my weed, smoking my weed town, trying to keep to myself. But with all this knowledge in me, it's kinda hard to keep it all to myself. I be smoking my weed, riding around town, trying to keep to myself. But with all this knowledge in me, it's kinda hard to keep it all to myself.
Everybody gang banging or running off on poppy. They say they speaking they life on record, I call it sloppy. Drug addicts, venture walkers, zombies. I see what time it is, they slaves to the timepiece. A Rolex crown don't make a man king. A good song will make a man think. And to think everything that glitters ain't gold. Disciple wisdom untold. My soul is unsold. When it comes to basic rappers, I've broken the mold. Free from the politics, media and critics. Niggas' careers built off gimmicks and the image they stole. Prisoners to the hype, they life they barely control. Off a man a chain in a bankroll, he's there to enroll. Lost souls need guidance, the truth lay inside us. They gotta be a 5% of the figure. Town, trying to keep to myself. But with all this knowledge in me, it's kinda hard to keep it all to myself. I be smoking my weed, riding around town, trying to keep to myself. But with all this knowledge in me, it's kinda hard to keep it all to myself.
Hey, welcome back everybody. This is Side Hustle Radio with Hef Chulo and DJ D Poise.
Yeah.
That blend master. Hey, shout out again to Canard. Follow him on social media. That's Canard Music on everything, all his social media platforms. Canard Music. That's K-Y-N-A-R-D. Music. On everything. I was trying to do like the poison.
Everything.
Okay, so hey, let's get to the summer. Hey, we gotta play some music. More music.
That Nick Grant.
That Nick Grant. Hey, I'm telling you. This album is fire. What you say about this album, DJ Poison? The few tracks you heard.
I'm feeling it.
I'm feeling it. Nick Grant. NG. Nick Grant. Not. Hey, let's get to this Nick Grant. What's one of the tracks that we're gonna play on this Nick on this one?
You make the choice. All in Stride, Save the Trilden, or Black Woman.
Ooh, man. Oh, you know you can't do that to me, man. I gotta let you choose, man. I gotta let you choose on this one. You the DJ.
Okay.
No, wait a minute. Yeah. You say Trill? You got the Trill one of them?
Trilden. Yeah, Trilden.
Yeah, let's say say the Trilden. Yeah, let's just say the Trilden. Track's fire. Hey, this is Nick Grant.
Keep going.
Yeah. Mind your business, bitch, get out the way. That nigga eating like God is great. I gotta say, they watered down, boy, I pull the flowers out the vase. You either frowning at life or smiling at your way.
Okay.
Big face hunters, I'm thinking Tyra Banks. Moving dust for the bread, who ordered pot of cake? She say, meet me at the altar, wait, I gotta change. She trying to show me the light, we share a common pain. You love me, but baby, what would you do for love? Flow tight as a groupie hug, you knew what's up. This is paradise, I live a weird life. I want my style back, cause you don't wear it right. This 40 cal with me, I'm on a dairy diet. A diamond in the rough, I went to Jared Wright. Throwing bodies in trunks, no they ain't sparing life. Man, these niggas too pussy, they like a paradise. Yikes, bumping Anita Baker. Slumped in my seat while she doming me and proceed to taste it. My nigga hit me by the lick, I told him keep it tasty. Hey, they was blunt with a nigga, but now they need the vapors. I got the feature from Cali, shit, I'm forever grateful. I'm in the ghetto like Nana Pudding, vanilla wafers. I'm from the ghetto where every day is like revelations. I represent for them niggas dreaming that never made it. Ayo, they saying we got next door, go tell the neighbors. Peep how I chef this shit up, baby, go set the table. They did us dirty, we paid them back, that's reparations. Nigga, I'm speeding through life, this shit is Talladega. Check the scoreboard, player, we running up this paper. Boy, been a blowout, I feel like Angie Davis. Wings on the coupe, flames under spoon. All you new niggas looking like fiends on the loose. I'm quick to spot a op like a stain on a suit. My life is under construction like trees on the booth. This shit is over, tell a fat lady sing the blues. Lay you under a cold stone for trying to get the scoop. I'm the truth, nigga, this is audio Mona Lisa. I burn this shit like cardio, promise you I'm a freaker. Kidnap the princess, Mario hide your diva. Kicking shit around these parts, they robbing you for your sneakers. Every line is murder shit, how is this not illegal? Going dead on you, fuck, she fondled me while I'm sleeping. Shit, I'm off the deep end, no I don't see trench. Cause all that shit that you talking about is beneath them. Well alright, bumping that Stevie Wonder. People take heed my hunger, the illest in this genre. Ain't talking back to mama, so ain't no need to mumble. Ain't acting out in church, but still I keep the thumper. Only one taking life, just know I weave the punches. Okay, I want the numbers, but I don't need the numbers. I keep it funky with my circle like I'm eating Funyuns. Leave the jungle just to come back to feed the jungle. Save the children, nigga.
Alright, alright, that's Nick Grant. And that's Save the Children. The Children. We're part of the Children. Save the Children. Man, this is the fastest time. This is the fastest hour of the day.
Yeah, and it's sad because if we was playing garbage, it would be like, oh God, this is the longest show ever. But when you got good music, it's like, dang, it's over.
We have good interviews. Dang, yeah. It's over. Man, like I said, shout out again to Kennard Music. Check him out. Instagram, Facebook, IG. Check out the videos.
Man.
But with that being said, I know we got to get up out of here, bro. Man, I wish we could play some more Nick Grant. But, hey, cop that album. I'm telling you, it's fire. Hey, but with that being said, follow me on Instagram. That's Hef. Too low,
you know,
on IG.
And don't forget to follow. Did I just do this move? Put some air in your voice.
Get all that air out of your voice. R&B show. You better even put some. You better put some hypeness in your voice in the R&B show.
And we gonna get it. I'm not good at that kind of thing. You can follow me on everything at DJ DEEPOISE again on everything.
You also follow us on Hustle Brand.
Oh yeah.
Entertainment on Instagram too.
Yeah. We are there.
We are there. And like I said, we want to shout out to all our affiliates real quick. Do we have enough time on that, bro? I got it right now?
Yeah, you got it.
Here we go. Vibe Radio, DPSOs, The Needle, Round the Clock Radio, Street D, Heat FM, Music Nation Radio, Radio MGA, Hustle Boy DJ Radio, Hot 365, Real Cast Radio, and B-Box Radio. And did we forget one? One more.
Fresh.
Oh. Fresh. I forgot that one.
This dude. How you who gets two does the list?
Who forgot that list? Oh, FreshBeatsRadio.com. Follow. But hey, shout out again to B-Box Radio, the newest one, for showing us that love.
Alright.
Until next week.
We are out.
Peace. Be careful. Be safe.
And new music. The latest in hip-hop news. This is Side Hustle Radio.